Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Broadcasting from iTunes, Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. The topic today will be shame rising above the system. This show is designed for all young, unwed mothers, single unwed mothers that's having to struggle and depend on the system in order to survive and live and raise their children due to not receiving any child support from their children's father. As I stated, I was a young, single, unwed mother at the age of 16. Other than being born with that congenital heart disease, this was the most shameful thing I ever had to do in my life. Just the thought of having the state of North Carolina pay for me and my children to live was so devastating. And what I want to tell you young girls today, that can be just a stepping stone. I first looked at it in a very negative way because I was around a lot of negative people. However, I rose above it and I decided to take the system for a ride. I changed my mindset about it. And as a matter of fact, the state of North Carolina paid for all of my college degrees. And I used that as a stepping stone to get to my first job as a receptionist for the Scotland County Department of Social Services. So for you young girls out there, I did a broadcast, or you will be hearing a broadcast, What Love Got to Do with It. I noticed most of the young girls in today that's on public assistance are allowing men to come in and live with them and spend up their food stamps and take their check and spend on them with designer shoes and clothes and everything. And the children are the ones that suffer. So what I challenge you to do today, if you have to be on public assistance, use that as a stepping stone to go to the next level. Just don't live on the system for the rest of your life. I know I had a relative, never worked a day in her life. She stayed on the system until she left this world. But always try to go to a next level. God did not put you here to be broke, busted, and disgusted. He put you here to be a blessing to other people. And if the state of North Carolina is taking care of you, you can definitely not be a blessing. So take this opportunity to advance yourself. Go to school. Find out what your passion is and find out what God has placed you on this earth to do. Go get some degrees on that. Become your own employer. I wish I would have had the mindset back in the day when I was on the system in order to think that I could be my own employer and work for myself and teach my children how to be their own employer. But I've done well. Most of my kids have their own businesses and they're doing good. So the entrepreneur spirit was there and is definitely, I definitely placed that in them. So I'm very proud of them that they're making their flight in this world. Another thing, you need to let a man be a man. Don't enable him to the point where he will not be the provider and the protector that God placed him on this earth to be. I mean, I see so much drama with these young girls fighting over this man that don't even have a job. I mean, they have nothing to offer you. He's not bringing nothing to the table but that one situation. And I know you know what that is. I don't have to tell you what he's bringing to the table. But it can't be that good to have to enable him, to not let him work and prove himself that he is a provider and a protector of his family. The Bible said a man don't work, that doesn't work, he doesn't eat. So girls, keep that in mind. If he's not bringing any money to the table, if he's not bringing anything positive to the table, you need to go out and find your Mr. Boaz, because he will be bringing something positive to the table for you and your family. It's just sad. It's sad to see these beautiful young women selling for less when you need to know you're a queen. God sent you here as a queen, and you need to accept nothing less than being treated as a queen. You need to have the best that you can have in this lifetime, because if you become born again and get to heaven, remember, you're going to be walking on those streets of gold, and you're going to have that mansion that God promised that he will give his people that trust and believe in him. Just focus on yourself, focus on your kids. What I see now, there's a lot of child molestation going on, a lot of sexual abuse. I was just reading the other day about an interracial couple. I can't remember what state it was in. However, this woman was so in love with this man. She did like I did. She took the role to go out and work and provide for her children and leave him at home to be the babysitter. So by the time her daughter was 10, she was pregnant by her mother's boyfriend. And I have seen it so many times, over and over again, family members being molested as a child, and you go tell the parent, and the parent blame you for the molestation, and they're so blind that they can't see the person that's actually abusing you as the person that took your virginity. And taking your virginity is not a good thing. That comes with a lot of shame as well, and a lot of guilt. And you, if you don't get help with it, you will go into adult and develop some issues that you don't want to face in life as an adult. So girls, be careful who you're laying down with. Right now with the internet, you can do a background check on anybody that comes into your life. Check these men out. Check their parents out. Check out how they treat their mother. Because the way they treat their mother, believe me, you're going to get that same treatment, whether it's negative or positive. So before you decide to lay down with a man, make sure you do a background check on him. Make sure you just check out the family that he comes from before you start bringing these children into this world. But back to the story of the young girl that got pregnant by her mother's boyfriend. She finally went to school and told it that she was being abused at home by her mother's boyfriend. And of course, that brought a social service investigation. And when the mother found out, the boyfriend left the state. So when they found out the girl was pregnant, she found out where he was, and her mom tried to talk her into not going where this man was, because the police was after him for sure. And she grabbed up her kids and She went to this man. Now, how do you think this made her daughter feel? After knowing this man has gotten her pregnant, she still want to be with this man. So it took him a few years to kind of locate these people, and he finally got arrested and got it convicted. I think he's pulling 66 years in prison, which in my opinion, and you know I'm an advocate for inmates, but and I'm not an advocate for the death penalty, but this guy should not be able to live in our society, because raping a child, that's not a crime. That's a sickness. And it can only be cured by God. And if he gets out of prison, he's going to do it again. He's going to do it again. So as long as he's in prison, you know, somebody's daughter is protected. But I want you to know, it is an illness. It's not a crime. Even though he's in prison pulling time for it, it's not a crime. It's an illness. And it's an illness that he's going to have to come to realize, number one, that it is an illness, and number two, that he needs Jesus to change him in order to stop raping children. Now, if you want to get me hot, you let me know of an adult sleeping with a child, even sleeping with a child, not raping a child, but even having a relationship with a child. That will burn me up, I'm telling you. It is so, so sad, because it destroys that person's whole being. It sends them into a spin that they may never, never, never in their life recover. Because like I said, once you take the virginity, it's gone. You can't replace it. It's just like taking a life. Once you take somebody's life, you can't give it. So once this person, male or female, takes the virginity or have sex with a child, that's something you can never, never give back. And it makes that child angry. It makes them angry. And they're going to go and grow up into an angry adult and do things that they would not never do had they not experienced that situation as a child. I mean, it is so, so sad. So, so sad to see these people that have been raped by their relatives or molested as a child by a female. Like I said, the only way to overcome it is just to come to Jesus. He's the only one can change you and bring you out of that situation. But a lot of people in that situation, they weren't raised in a Christian home. They don't really know about Jesus or God. So that's why I want to thank God today for giving me the opportunity to come across these airways and let you know that there is some relief, and that relief is through God. He is the only relief that can change your life and let you have peace, joy, and happiness. So if you're in that situation, if you listen to me today, just pray and ask God to come into your life, baptize you with the Holy Ghost, and give you the destiny that he placed you on this earth for. It's only going to take him to do it. And remember, get away from these people. I don't care if it is your parents. Find a loving, caring adult that will not abuse you either. Okay, because you got a lot of Christians out there. Like I said, they say they're Christians, but they're sheep in wolf's clothing. So read the word. Renew your mind every day. It's a lifetime process. So when you come up against these evil attacks from Satan, you can go back to the word and quote that scripture. If any of you out there that's been raped or molested as a child, go get some counseling. Go get some counseling from a Christian counselor, okay? Just don't get counseling from anybody that has a degree. Make sure this person that you're talking to knows God, and they will steer you in the direction that God wants you to go. It is so many hurting people out there, and so many shame people, because that's the situation you don't want anybody to ever know, that you may have been raped by your dad, you may have been raped by your uncle, you may have been raped by your brother, cousin, aunt. That is something that you try to take to the grave. But I'm here to tell you today that you're not out there alone, and you don't have to hide that secret anymore, because I know they're threatening to do something to you, but God will provide a way out that you can tell somebody, find somebody that's born again, and try to explain to them what happened to you and how you can overcome this, because you can overcome it. You just got to get on the right path, find the right people to help get you through that situation. It is devastating. It is devastating to have to endure that. But you can overcome it. And it's something that may be something, a test for you, in order to give a testimony to somebody else, to bring them out of the situation. I tell you, it's mind-boggling to me how these young girls, they have no shame. They just want to be on the system. This generation, I just feel sorry for. I mean, they have no goals. They have no morals. They just want to satisfy that flesh. So you're going to have to kill that flesh in order to get where you need to go, in order to be what you need to be in this world. And the only way you can kill that flesh is, like I said, I keep saying it, but you have to be born again. You have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you have to have a personal, intimate relationship with Him, so that Holy Ghost can guide and lead you in the right direction. So young girls, don't get that self-esteem built up. Use the system as a stepping stone. Do not live on the system until you leave this earth. I mean, some programs are being cut out, but there are still some programs that can help you get to the place where you need to go. So if you're on the system, get out there. If you don't have your high school diploma, go back to school. If you got to go to night school, go back and get your high school diploma or GED, and go ahead and be the best that you can be. God gave you these kids. You're responsible for their upbringing. And this is a cold, cruel, evil world. So you have to prepare your children to face this cold and evil world out here, because it is not pretty. The thing going around now is sex trafficking and human trafficking. I didn't know it was so prevalent here in North Carolina. I know you may have remembered a case here in North Carolina, Shakilia in Fayetteville. I can't remember her name. Mother was on drugs, sold her into sex trafficking, and prettiest thing God could have put on this earth. But it's comfort in knowing that she is in heaven with God, and even though she had to endure that rape, she's in heaven with God and living that godly life. And that's what's so good about it. You know, he took her out of that pain at a very early age. I think she was like maybe somewhere between 6 and 8. And when she was sold into human trafficking. And I mean, that's a big business. It's a lot of money in it. So parents, keep an eye on your children. They're doing males and females into human trafficking. So make sure you keep an eye on your children. Make sure you know where they are at all times. Make sure you know who they're with at all times. I mean, when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the mall, make sure you keep an eye on your child, because that's what they're doing. They're snatching them away from malls. They're targeting crackheads. Because let me tell you, I went into an NAAA meeting, and sitting there listening to those testimonies was unreal. This one guy, I mean, Satan is real out here, people. He is real, and he is the father of this world. His job is to come steal, kill, and destroy and deceive you. Remember that. Kill, steal, destroy, and deceive. That is his job, and he is running out here rampant because he knows his days are being numbered, and they are very short. So if you're not saved, get saved, because it could be tomorrow. The rapture can come tomorrow. So tonight, ask God to save you and go do what he put you on this earth to do. Be a loving parent to your child. They didn't ask to come here. They didn't have the choice of who their parents would be either. So love your children. These little people, as I call them, are gifts from God. So they're precious. They're precious. So take them as the precious gift that God has given you, and raise them to be loving, happy, carefree, and peaceful, so they can find out what God has placed them on this earth to do as well. Because like I said, there's a lot of sheep and wolf clothing out here. So stay in the Word, renew your mind every day, so when you're faced with that wolf, you can see through your spiritual eyes, because they will be open when you're born again, and you will see that these people are sheep in wolves' clothing. And always know that an apple tree cannot produce oranges, and a grapefruit tree cannot produce grapes. So this is how you will know these people. You will know them by their works. So get into a Bible-based church that's teaching grace, because grace is what God came back to tell us about, and grace is the key to get you into heaven. Love is the greatest commandment that God has given us. We must love each other and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And if you can't love yourself, you definitely cannot love anybody else. So get on that love walk, ask God to place love and peace in your heart, and as I said before, those trials and tribulations will come, but he said, be of good courage, rejoice, because he has overcome this world. And if he has overcome this world, then you can overcome this world. I tell people all the time, I thank God I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. So I don't worry, I don't stress about the negative things that's going on in this earth, because I am not of this world, believe me. And it is so much peace and joy in the world that I'm in, that I just want to share it with everybody and bring them on with me. And that is one of the commissions God has given me on this earth to save as many people before his return. And that's what I am trying to do. So if you don't hear from me, if you don't see me on Facebook, I'm working to do God's will that he placed in my life. But you will know it because you will see me on the screen telling you what thus saith the Lord. Thank you for listening to my broadcast. This is the Linda Monroe Show. I am Linda Monroe. Until next time, be blessed and all is well.
The Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.